Tax on work because it's taken out of pay packets along with income tax is unfair.
We're not saying that this is going to happen anytime soon. We've now had an autumn statement and a budget. On both occasions, I've been able to reduce that unfairness by bringing down national insurance, and I've done it without increasing borrowing.
Labour claims scrapping national insurance would cost £46 billion a year and wants to know how the Tories will pay for that. The firearms supervisor on the film set of Rust has been found guilty of the involuntary manslaughter of Helena Hutchins. Juror Alberto Sanchez says it came down to safety.
Someone died. You got to take responsibility, especially when you're handling weapons and you're in charge of those. Lack of experience or whatever you want to call it, you took the job.
The cinematographer was killed when a gun held by actor Alec Baldwin went off during a rehearsal. He insists he didn't pull the trigger and will stand trial himself in July. February was the ninth consecutive month to see global temperature records broken. The EU's climate agency says they averaged 13.5 degrees Celsius. Police figures suggest over 2,200 dogs were stolen last year. That's up 6% on 2022. Just one in six were found and returned. Sport: Manchester City are through to the quarterfinals of the Champions League after a 6-2 aggregate win against Copenhagen. Despite being defending champions, manager Pep Guardiola says he still fears being drawn against teams like Real Madrid and Bayern Munich.
If you play against Bayern Munich and how many Champions League they have and history they have, no. So we have respect all of them, we're scared too. Every time it's like, a treat to be here.
And Andy Murray's through to the second round at Indian Wells after a straight sets win against David Goffin. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Tanya.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Today's going to start with some mist and fog and possibly the odd shower. In the afternoon, it will turn dry with the odd sunny spell. A breezy and mild day today with 9 degrees your high. Tonight, we'll see areas of thicker low cloud move in for most. It should be generally dry, but some patchy drizzle can't be ruled out. There will still be a few clear spells, though. Breezy night tonight, 4 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Thursday, 7th of March, Songs on the Way. I've really dug the bottom of the record box out with this. UB40, we're going to start you off. U2 and the Mighty Wah. Yes, it's the story of the blues. All the songs this hour are 80s songs because this is 80s at 8.
Mikey in the morning.
80s at 8.
I
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:15 then on Thursday, 7th of March. So you've just heard three great songs from the 80s. UB40, Food for Thought. U2, With or Without You. Always Think of Friends whenever I hear that. And The Mighty Wild, The Story of the Blues. We've got Tears for Fears and Status Quo on the way next when we continue the 80s.
Mikey and the Red Show.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's breakfast on Brentwood and Billericke's Phoenix FM. It's 8:26 now. We've got what shall I play? Oh, Robbie Neville going to play next.
Phoenix FM travel news.
That's sitting in the list here. Looking at the roads in the Brentwood area, Wilson's Corner very slow. Onger Road is slow from the Robin Public House down to Wilson's Corner. And it's a bit stop-start back to Doddinghurst Road roundabout again and slightly beyond. Shenfield Road is slow from Crossways. From there down to Middleton Hall Lane seems to be slow. The other directions, hunky-dory, no problems there. Middleton Hall Lane, very slow in both directions between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Now, Ingrave Road starts to slow down just after the Avenue Button roundabout. From there up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common traffic lights is slow. Seven Arches Road starts to slow down at King George's Splash Park. From there up to Shenfield Common traffic lights and back to the splash park seems to be quite slow. Outside Brentwood Station, oh, that's right back there, huh? The B186 is slow from just before the Drive Button roundabout. From there, right the way up to the King's Road roundabout and back to the station seems to be very, very slow. The B186 continues to be slow from the Crown Street roundabout across to Ingrave Road roundabout and back. The High Street and London Road seem to be okay. Well, the top of London Road, the bottom of London Road from Mary Green Manor going right the way down to Brook Street roundabout, that seems to be a bit chock-a-block, very slow there. Also, Hutton Road is quite slow from the junction with Shenfield Road past Priest Lane roundabout up to Shenfield Station and back again seems to be very slow. And Hanging Hill Lane is slow from Hall Green Lane down to St Martin's School and from just before St Martin's School up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Over in Billericay, the A176 is slow from the Langdon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into Langdon Road, level with the Billericay School. That seems to be very, very slow in that one direction. There's a lot of road closures around the Western Road and the A129 junction there. Loads of road closures. I'm not quite sure what's going on there. The top of the High Street's also quite slow from just before St John's Road on Stock Road, right the way down to Norsey Road Junction and back again. That's slow. And Norsey Road, don't forget the roadworks there. That's slow between Headley Road down to Jackson's Lane roundabout and back, going through the roadworks. And that's it for Billericay. On to the motorways. The M25 anti-clockwise has got a few problems. There's one lane blocked by an accident. This is just before Junction 28, the A12. The slow traffic is right the way back past Junction 29 at the moment. And again, anti-clockwise, it's slow from Junction 26, Waltham Abbey, to just after Junction 25, the A10. And slow again from just before Junction 29, the A127, to just after Junction 28, the A12. On the M25 clockwise, there's slow traffic from just before Junction 30, the A13, to the QE2 bridge. On the M11, London bound, a couple of problems. It's slow heading past Junction 7, Harlow, towards Junction 6, the M25. And it's also slow from Junction 5, Loughton, through to Junction 4, the A406. On the A127 London bound, it's slow between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen interchange. A12 London bound is slow between Junction 16 Gallywood and Junction 15 Three Mile Hill. Northbound A12 is slow between Junction 17 Howell Green and Junction 19 Boreham interchange. On the A127 London bound, it's slow from the A1015 at Kent Elms Corner to Progress Road. KMV Island's got some slow traffic westbound. That's on Somms Avenue from Central Wall Road to the A130 KMV Way. London bound A12, slow traffic from Junction 16 Gallywood to Junction 15 Three Mile Hill, approaching the long-term roadworks there. A127 London bound, usual place. It's slow from the A128 at Halfway House, and that goes to the M25 at Junction 29. And the A13 London bound is slow from the A1012 Stifford interchange to the M25 at Junction 30. And that's it. They're all the problems that I can see. As always, though, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And you can... Don't touch your phone while the engine's on. Whatever you do. They're getting very hot on that now. It is illegal. You will end up getting caught. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM. Yeah.
like in a Dolce Vita. This time we got it right. We're living like in a Dolce Vita. Gonna dream tonight. We're dancing like in a Dolce Vita. With lights and music on. Our love is made in the Dolce Vita. Nobody else than you. It's always night, together with our love again. Another light, before we're drawn in darkness. Say you never leave me now. Say you're gonna love me now. Like in a Dolce Vita, a game of yesterday. I'm so alone in the Dolce Vita. Oh baby, telephone. This magic's gone in the Dolce Vita. Nobody else than you.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Mikey's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Now, the Food Bank would like to say thank you for your kindness and generosity. It's allowing them to help over 200 local people every week who would otherwise go hungry. Now, it's not uncommon, apparently, to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days so that her child could. Sadly, the number of people who go to them show no signs of slowing down. At the Brentwood Food Bank, they don't just give out food, though. They've got the assistance of other agencies like CAP, Christians Against Poverty, who can help with managing debt. Peabody also runs a clinic alongside them on each Wednesday, helping with housing and benefit difficulties. Now, if you can help anybody, if you've got any extra food that you could donate, all you need to do is type Phoenix FM and Brentwood Food Bank into Google, and it will come up with a website with all the contact details on it for you.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Give it back.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:45 then, Thursday, 7th of March. So that was Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning. Can't remember the last time I played that. We've got Hall & Oates and Maneater on the way next. And coming up in 20 minutes' time is 90s at 9.
A birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon, at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At 8.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a lovely Thursday morning. So the interview's today on Phoenix, just after three on Drive with our lovely Jo. She's going to be chatting to the local yoga teacher Michelle Spencer about mindfulness and well-being. Darren tonight on 98 Not Out's going to be chatting to author Tim Brooks about his new book, The Batmaker of Copenhagen. And tonight's Night Shift with our lovely Madeline. Special guest this week is Birmingham singer-songwriter Thomas Cavanagh.
Temptation. It's just the high cost of loving.
Temptation.
You Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.